From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue his series in the Lord's Prayer as he commences a message entitled, Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God. First of all, please enjoy this sermon clip from the senior minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, the Reverend Armin Tomassian.
There are people in your life I will never reach. There are people that you meet with, and it would take some strange working of providence for me to be in their presence. We have our place here in this world to witness for Christ. Be bold. And you know when they come and they say, I can't believe you believe it. Instead of being so defensive, this is just a little tip for you. Instead of being so defensive, be offensive. When they're amazed you believe in God, be amazed that they don't. What? You don't believe in God? Are you crazy? I mean, we've so shied back and given ground to the enemy in our own witness. The Spirit of God baptizes us with boldness for the glory of Christ.
Oh,
In this day of many uncertainties, the political unrest, widespread violence, and moral confusion, people are asking, what is it all about? What does life mean, or does it have any meaning? Thankfully, there is one place where despairing men, women, and young people can find the answers to those questions: the Holy Bible, God's inspired, inerrant word. The Apostle Paul, speaking of the gospel, wrote, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." He was referring to the righteousness that God gives to sinners on the basis of Christ's death on the cross. A medical doctor who found life's answer in Christ has written a brief summary of the central teaching of the Bible in a booklet called The Meaning of Life and the Love of God. In a few clearly written pages, he explains how sinners can find forgiveness and redemption in God's blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For a free copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, and we'll be happy to provide it. As Dr. Cairns approaches the conclusion of this extended series on the Lord's Prayer, he is dealing with the closing doxology of the prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." He has shown the necessity of retaining these words as a vital part of the prayer, demonstrating that this closing affirmation is intimately related to all of the preceding petitions. Today, he turns to the matter of living in the light of eternity, focusing on the final word of the doxology, "forever." Here is a warning to all unsaved people of the folly of living without reference to eternity. Now here is Dr. Cairns to introduce this message called Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God.
We're going to read this morning in the 90th Psalm, Psalm number 90, the psalm from which we were singing at the beginning of the service. This is the psalm of Moses, the man of God, written in the wilderness, very probably well toward the end of the wilderness journeys. Without getting into the psalm, I think you will find that that background explains the reference that I think is very often misused, misapplied, as if it were a general promise of God for his people in all ages, when he says the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. How oftentimes we hear that we are given an allotted span of 70 years. Don't you believe it? It's just not true. You're not given an allotted span of 70 years. For the vast majority of the people in the history of the world, certainly in the last few thousand years, the allotted span has hardly been half of 70 years. And it would not be right to just take this text right out of its context. This was speaking of the children of Israel in the wilderness. And you will find that the most of them died by the age of 70, and a few made it to the age of 80. And that's because of the judgment of God that was upon the nation and the great devastations that overtook the people because of their sin and their unbelief in not going up into the promised land when that was available. So I think that that background helps us understand that text a little more fully. It would be foolish for people to think I have 70 years and then I think. That would be a very foolish thing to do, because you might not have 70 minutes. I've told you of a very foolish assertion of my own younger brother standing at a graveside just outside the city of Belfast, burying a 75, I think it was, year old woman, friend of her family. And this is the way he thought. I have plenty of time. Our family are long livers. Father and mother lived to about 90. I have plenty of time. Less than 2 weeks later, he was buried in the plot right beside the one they were at that day. He was probably standing on the very spot that carried his body. Don't think you've got 70 years. You may not have 70 minutes. I'd better stop there. I could go on to preach a little on that. Solemn word. Let's read the 90th Psalm. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of the Word of God to all our hearts for his name's sake. This morning in our studies in the Lord's Prayer, we come to a word that I think is very often overlooked in the study of the doxology to this prayer. Verse 13 of Matthew 6 reads, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now the doxology. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Forever is a very small term with an impossibly large meaning for mortal men. We all are creatures of time. It's true that by God's decree, we will live forever. But our entire earthly experience is stamped with change and temporariness. The atheist libertine poet Percy Bysshe Shelley wrote a poem on mutability, in which he likened men to clouds, which are here today and soon lost forever. I thought it was a very telling description for someone who pinned all his hopes on his own so-called humanism and his own idiotic atheism. And in that poem, Shelley comes to the conclusion that naught may abide but mutability. The only thing that stays the same is change. The only thing you can be certain of is that there's nothing certain. The only thing you can expect is that nothing will endure. So much for the creed of a libertine atheist. And yet when you lock your vision into our experience on earth, you can understand how he could come to that conclusion. We have read today in the 90th Psalm how that man is likened to grass which grows up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Peter rammed this message home to the consciences of his readers when he said, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." That's what makes the term forever such a huge term. When you read these two little words in the Lord's Prayer, remember, they bring us face to face with eternity. More importantly, they bring us face to face with the God of eternity. That man is a fool who lives for the passing moment and ignores eternity. He is a fool who lives for self and ignores God, his eternal judge. He's a fool who lives for the momentary pleasure and ignores the everlasting pain of a lost eternity. I have frequently quoted to you the words of a headstone in an old Southern Irish cemetery. And I do not apologize for bringing this message from the dead to you again. As soon as I heard it, I've never since forgotten it. A message from a man whose corpse has already turned to dust. Consider, man, as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, soon you will be. Consider, man, eternity. That is the urgent call that is implicit in the words forever. Because whatever we say or whatever we do in this world is always in the light of this forever. This is a solemn warning for every sinner. Every word and every deed has an eternal dimension. Never forget that. Forever brings us face to face with eternity. What a warning to the thoughtless, heedless crowd who have grown up with the philosophy, if it feels good, do it. If it's pragmatically expedient, do it. If it works for the moment, it's true and it's right. That's the philosophy that has cursed and damned the Western world in this 20th century. That's what's leading this generation by the million down to hell. And this warning from the Word of God faces that evil philosophy head on, and it tells you that the moment is just that, it's a moment. It's like a grain of sand in comparison to all the seashores of the world. It's like a speck of dust in comparison to the vastness of this apparently unlimited universe. The moment is just that. But you and I will live for eternity. In heaven or in hell. With Christ or without Christ. Saved or damned forever. Covered by the blood of Christ's atonement and exalted to everlasting bliss, or trampling that blood beneath our feet and cast out into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Eternity. Consider it well. Consider it personally. and face the question, what does forever mean for me?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.